Raven Show. With you everywhere you go. The Anna and Raven Show podcast. Star 99.9. Today's best mix.
He's the keeper of the castle.
He didn't weed whack the lawn all summer.
He's a caring dog dad.
The dog hasn't been out since 2 o'clock.
He's the romance king.
We haven't been on a date in 6 months.
It's time for Raven's report card on Star 99.9.
Checking in with Raven's wife, Alicia, to see how he behaved as a husband this past week. What's going on?
Super cranky today.
I am too, and I have no idea why. Like, what is there to be cranky about? It's Friday before Easter weekend.
Oh, I know what my problem is.
What's your problem?
Oh, I'm cranky and crampy and trying to get bathing suit ready, so I'm starving. And
right. Yeah. I know. It's going to be time to put on bathing suits before we know it. I gave up sweets for Lent, thinking that it would help me, like, get in shape, motivate me. But instead, I just have a stash of Cadbury chocolate mini eggs under my bed that I'm going to open and pour down my throat on Easter morning.
Right.
Yeah.
We can't win.
All right, good. Now that we vented.
That's great. Now that we've realized that both of you can't win, let's beat up on this loser. Your husband. Let's go to him.
So what's Raven been like this past week?
You know, it's been a busy week. I feel like I've barely seen him, but he's been pretty good.
I've been taking my shots here and there. I'm not going to say it's been easy every single day, you know, between the two of you guys.
What?
But I've been doing all right.
Wait, what was that? Between the two? What do you mean?
You've both been a little tense this week.
Why?
I'm just saying.
He did that thing again. He came home and said, Anna was cranky today, and I just looked at him. I'm like, yes, and so am I.
Right. Right, perfect. It's the most fun ever.
It's ridiculous.
I took care of some stuff for her this week. I got her car fixed this week.
Oh, that's right. I did see your car parked outside. So I know whenever I see your car parked in our spots, then that's because he has to take it to, like, the shop or something like that.
Thank God. Anna, I have been driving around like a 17-year-old with no money, with one headlight out for, like, 4 months.
Why with no money, though?
Well, because that's the thing. In high school, it's like you have a headlight out because you ain't got no money. But when you get older, now it costs like $700 to change your headlight.
I see.
You know, I'm driving around with this one headlight. I can barely see at night. And I'm like, I'm an adult. I am a grown-up with a job. Why am I driving around like this?
I would like to point out that I was also the bravest man alive this week when I cleaned up not only the cat throw-up, but whatever mess it was they left to the right-hand side of that. Well, you watched, essentially. I mean, I thought that you would basically guide me through it, but you just kind of watched.
Yeah, I've cleaned up plenty of that. It was your turn.
It was some of the smelliest stuff I've ever encountered in my life.
Ew.
Yeah. Yeah, it was terrible.
All right, so it seems like he did well. He did get your car fixed, so you don't look like a teenager anymore. So you don't get pulled over and get a ticket. He cleaned up the cat puke. Seems like it was a pretty solid week, Alicia. What do you think?
It was good.
All right, so with all that information, what would you give him this week as a grade?
I'm going to give him an A-.
All right, good stuff. Back on track, Raven.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Woo!
I folded them clothes yesterday and everything before she got home. I nailed it. Next time, the puke is your responsibility.
Yeah, well, then there goes your grade.